I'm Abby Fencher-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. The winners of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance's Faces of Farming and Ranching contest have been selected, and one of them is Chris Chin. Chin raises hogs and cattle and grows crops with her husband Kevin on their family farm in Clarence, Missouri. Becoming one of the Alliance's Faces of Farming and Ranching means she'll now also be traveling the country to answer questions about how our food is raised and how it gets from the farm to the table. I asked Chin why she applied for the award.
Well, with the 24-hour news cycle, it's really easy for people to get information off of the internet about any issue that's out there today. And anybody can post anything on the internet, whether it's accurate or not. And so there's been a lot of misconceptions out here about how food is produced, and a lot of people are scared, and rightfully so, because if I wasn't involved hands-on in agriculture, some of the things that I read would scare me too. And so I think it's really valuable for farmers and ranchers to have a presence through social media and to be engaging in these conversations about how we care for our animals and our land, because people who are outside of agriculture don't have that connection.
Are there any specific myths that you're interested in dispelling or at least giving people more information on?
Well, you know, I think it's really important for people to understand that just like technology has moved into every aspect of our lives today, the same is true on the farm. We're finding better ways to continually improve what we do, and that does involve technology. You know, a lot of farmers today are using GPS to plant their crops, to harvest their crops, and to fertilize their fields. And on our farm, we're using it to sample our soil and find out exactly what each section of soil on our farm needs. And then we test our manure from our hogs as well to see what the nutrient content is. And that helps us apply the right amount of fertilizer to our land so that we don't over-fertilize or under-fertilize. And this is something that 30 years ago farmers didn't do.
I'm sure people would also have a lot of questions about how their meat is raised.
Sure. Like today we moved our hogs indoors. And when Kevin and I first started farming, we still had our hogs outdoors. But because consumers want a leaner piece of meat today, we had to change genetics of our hogs, which means they have a lot less body fat on them. So it's more difficult for them to stay warm in the wintertime. And since a hog can't sweat in the summer, it's hard for them to cool their bodies down. And so that's just one of the many reasons that we moved our hogs indoors. But people don't know that if we don't talk about it.
Chris Chin's distinction from the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance comes with a $10,000 stipend. She can also recommend an agriculture-related charity to direct a $5,000 grant to. The other winners of the Faces of Farming and Ranching contest are from Alabama, Illinois, and North Carolina. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.